You're listening to Simply Grace, a collection of meaningful thoughts, ideas, and interpretations of the gospel we hope you will find inspiring and thought-provoking. Delivered from the foothills of the beautiful San Gabriel Mountains, Grace Lutheran Church in Upland, California, has been serving the community of faithful for more than 50 years and is headed by the Reverend Wesley Mankey. For more information, or if you would like to make a donation, please visit graceupland.org. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, Simply Grace.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 2. Now after the wise men had left, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and flee to Egypt, and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him." Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother by night, and went to Egypt, and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I have called my son." When Herod saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, he was infuriated, and he sent and killed all the children in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years old or under, according to the time that he had learned from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what had been spoken through the prophet Jeremiah. A voice was heard in Ramah, wailing in loud lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children. She refused to be consoled because they are no more. When Herod died, an angel of the Lord suddenly appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who were seeking the child's life are dead." Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was ruling over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And after being warned in a dream, he went away to the district of Galilee. There he made his home in a town called Nazareth, so that what had been spoken through the prophets might be fulfilled. He will be called a Nazarene. The Gospel of the Lord. Let us pray. Dear God, it can be difficult to communicate challenging messages. It is tempting to assume that other people will do your will. But you specifically call us in a personal way to serve you. So help us to personally and directly communicate your will in our lives and with those whom we love. Amen. Well, Merry Christmas. This is the third sermon in a Christmas series about how to communicate. And during the season of Christmas 2019, we have been learning from the Holy Family how to communicate. We began on Christmas Eve by focusing on the Blessed Virgin Mary and how she took time to ponder the problems that people were dealing with around her. Then on Christmas Day, we focused on Jesus himself and how rather than always giving people things to do, Jesus always pointed out what God does first and calls us to see the glory of God and to talk about it with those around us. Today, on the first Sunday after Christmas, we focus on learning from St. Joseph, Jesus' adopted father, about how Joseph would get up and go ask the question of those who were around him. So one example of this that can really help us learn from Joseph is the way that he responded and communicated after he received not one, not two, or even three, but four dreams where an angel of the Lord communicated to him something that he had to do personally from God. And then Joseph had to get up and go communicate that to Mary and the people who were around him. So what we're going to do is we're going to look at each of the four dreams that Joseph had and learn from those dreams about how we communicate with people. Now, the first dream we already read about earlier, just a few days ago, and this was when Joseph and Mary were betrothed, engaged, and Joseph finds out that Mary's pregnant, and he's going to call the thing off because it's not his baby. But an angel appears to him in a dream and says, "You need to marry Mary." So after the dream is over, Joseph, who's obedient to God, goes to Mary and asks her, "Hey, you know, do you want to get married after all?" "I will. I have changed my mind, and yes, I will marry you, and I will help you raise this child as if it were my own." Now, how do you think Mary felt when Joseph did this? I mean, she probably knew that he was thinking about breaking up with her, and maybe even he was, you know, clearer than that. It's possible that Mary heard this second proposal, if you will, and said, you know, no. Or at least she felt that. You know, you were going to dump me, Joseph, and now you just expect me to turn around and say, "Oh, okay, I'll take you back." I mean, maybe Mary sort of felt like, hey, this Joseph guy, you know, maybe you're not worthy to marry me, the Virgin Mary, and to raise this special child. I mean, that could have happened. We're talking about human beings, after all, faithful models of the faith, but human beings. The thought or the feelings probably crossed Mary's mind, and it's possible that they had that conversation. And so Joseph had some critical things to communicate. I imagine he might have said something like, "You know, Mary, it is a problem for you to try to raise this child all by yourself. You will be very vulnerable. And the good news is, Mary, that in marriage, in our tradition, we believe that God makes two people one. Two will become one," is the promise that God will do to us when we are married, and together we can raise this child. And Joseph surely pledged his fidelity to Mary. And then he would have asked her, "Will you marry me?" We know that she said yes, and that shortly thereafter, they went to Bethlehem. She had the baby. And when she had that baby, some miraculous things happened. Angels sang about it in the skies. Shepherds came to meet and praise this newborn king. And wise men from the east came, and they brought gold, frankincense, and myrrh, very expensive, precious gifts. Then that very night, the second dream that we read about happens to Joseph. The angel says, "Joseph, Herod is out to get the baby. You need to leave. You need to flee and go to Egypt." So Joseph wakes up. You can imagine him going over to Mary and saying, "Mary, pack your things. We're going to Egypt." And what do you think Mary said to Joseph? Again, imagining sort of behind the scenes, Mary might have said something like, "Excuse me? You want me to just pick up and go to Egypt, another country? We don't even speak the language. We don't know anyone. And if you will excuse me, here, people are bringing us gold, frankincense, and myrrh. I think this is a pretty good spot." I mean, that would be a normal reaction that you would get. So Joseph has to be very careful with his choice of words. And so he tries again. And he does something like this. He says, beginning with the problem, pondering a problem. "Mary, there's a problem. Herod, the king, knows about Jesus because the wise men told him. And he is out to get the child. He will hurt the child and us. God gave us this child to raise. We can go to a safe place. God is the God, not just here of Israel, but also of Egypt. We can go there and God will go with us. We have a history, our people, of going to Egypt in times of trouble, fleeing as refugees. God will protect us there. So Mary, will you please go to Egypt with me?" After Joseph communicated in this effectual way, we know that Mary did go with him. They took the Christ child and they sojourned across the desert, just like their forefathers had done generations before. And they went to Egypt. And they were there for some time. I imagine it was an interesting place to be, probably a positive place to be, with all of the history in Egypt. Mary, who would have been an excellent mother, must have enjoyed the historical stimulation of being able to take the Christ child, this special child conceived by God, to learn this history of one of the greatest empires the earth has ever known. And then, one night, Joseph gets a dream from an angel of God, saying to him, "Joseph, Herod has died. Go back to Israel." So in the morning, Joseph goes to Mary and says, "Mary, get your things. We're going back to Israel." Can you imagine what Mary must have said? "Excuse me? You expect me to just pack up my things and go back to Israel just like that? I mean, what about this Herod person you told me about? And I kind of like living in Egypt. Our child, Jesus, God's son, he's growing up bilingual, trilingual. He's learning about the philosophy and the history of Egypt. That's going to help him." So Joseph had to reevaluate his method of communication. He's learning. He begins by pondering the problem like Mary knows how to do. And he says, "Okay, Mary, this is a nice place to raise our child, but we have a problem. He is a Hebrew child, and he needs to lead first and foremost the Hebrew people to salvation. Then the rest of the world also will be blessed. But here he is far away from his homeland, from our family. And there's good news, Mary. God has taken Herod from the earth, and it is now safe for us to go back to Israel." And so then Joseph got up and asked Mary the question, "Will you go back to Israel with me?" Joseph communicated much better. and they went to Israel. But no sooner did they get to Israel that they found out that night in a dream, Joseph found out, an angel of the Lord visited him again and said, Joseph, go and live in the northern part in Galilee. That will be safer there. He was warned in a dream. So the next morning, they wake up. Joseph, being Joseph, he's the man of the house. He goes to Mary and he says, okay, Mary, we're going to go to Nazareth. Can you picture the look on Mary's face? What must she have said, or at least thought? Excuse me, Joseph? We just get back to Israel? I don't even have time to go to the temple in Jerusalem, and you want to go to Nazareth in Galilee? I mean, come on, Joseph, think about it. Jerusalem is the place to be in Judea. The hummus is so much fresher here. We're so close to the temple. This is God's son. He needs to be by the temple. So, what does Joseph do? He takes a deep breath. He thinks about how he's communicating. And he starts over. Mary, we have a problem. Archelaus is the ruler in Jerusalem. He's Herod's son. He knows about the prophecy of the Christ child, the Messiah, being born. He knows that his father Herod never found him. It's not safe here for Jesus or you or me. But there is opportunity in Galilee. God is in Galilee too. Up there, there is also ways for Jesus to learn. There are synagogues. There are Greek influences up there for Jesus to learn that. And as a carpenter, there's opportunity in the booming city of Sepphoris. If we go and live in Nazareth, that will be a good place for us to raise Jesus with our family. So, will you please move to Nazareth with me? Mary, listen to Joseph. And she accepted his invitation to go to Nazareth. Communication can be a challenging thing, especially when we have difficult things to share. But our communication can be helped when we follow the example of the Holy Family. Mary was so good at pondering the problem, what people were dealing with. Joseph learned from her. And then to identify that the solution to our problems, our salvation, doesn't come from us. It comes from God through Jesus Christ. To see the glory of God at work through history and our lives today. And then finally, to get up and go, to take action, to ask people to take a step. Joseph was so good at that. He wasn't just a carpenter. He was wise. He was a communicator. He saw the glory of God. These four dreams are most of what we read about Joseph in the New Testament. The last thing we hear about is that event when Jesus went missing in Jerusalem when he was 12. After that, we don't hear anything more about Joseph. Most interestingly, in the Gospel according to Mark, which begins with Jesus' baptism, Joseph is never mentioned. This has led the tradition of the church to not assume, but to make a guesstimate that Saint Joseph probably died while Jesus was perhaps a teenager or in his 20s. But almost certainly, Joseph did not live to see Jesus begin his public ministry. But because of these difficult things Joseph had to communicate, and the success by which the Holy Family stuck together, we can be sure that Jesus learned more than carpentry from Joseph. He learned how to communicate, how to get up, and to ask. May we do the same. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed this weekly offering of Simply Grace. Make sure to subscribe to our podcast, and if you would like to help us in our effort to serve the community, please visit graceupland.org and click Give. Thank you for listening, and we hope you join us again.